This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Friday, police in Myanmar opened fire on protesters against last month's military coup, killing one man as international condemnation rained down on the junta ahead of a United Nations Security Council meeting to discuss the crisis. The violence took place as the United States announced new sanctions targeting military conglomerates after the deaths of dozens of civilian protesters. Activists demanding the restoration of the elected government of veteran democracy champion Aung San Suu Kyi held more demonstrations in several towns and cities, with thousands marching peacefully through the second city of Mandalay. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won November elections by a landslide, but the military insisted the polls were rigged as a justification for seizing power. Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied the claims. Myanmar's military rulers attempted to move about $1 billion held at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York days after seizing power February 1st, prompting U.S. officials to put a freeze on the funds, according to three people familiar with the matter, including one U.S. government official. The February 4th transaction in the name of the Central Bank of Myanmar was first blocked by federal safeguards. U.S. government officials then stalled on approving the transfer until an executive order issued by President Joe Biden gave them legal authority to block it indefinitely, the sources said. Israel faces a dilemma. Should it argue its case to International Criminal Court investigators looking into possible war crimes in the Palestinian territories or refuse to cooperate? Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a vocal critic of the ICC, declared Israel was, quote, under attack, end quote, after prosecutor Fatou Bensouda announced Wednesday she was opening a full-blown